It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Heidi Yaklovich and Belle Bowers. They are with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And whether we want to admit it or not, we are less than a month away from the start of the school year. And I believe it is Emory and Carbon counties. August 16th is the first day of school in both areas. And one of those things, if you've got kids that are entering school, if you've got kids that are headed into the middle school, you've got to make sure that they are completely immunized and they're up to date on all of those immunizations. We've got a couple of items that are coming up that we're wanting to talk about and let everybody know what's going on. And we're also going to talk about clinics that they have down at the health department, because there's no reason to really wait for registration at the middle school to get all these taken care of. You can get them done ahead of time anytime you want. So, Belle and Heidi, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Belle, we're going to start with you, because coming up, these are relatively soon, August 8th and August 9th is registration at both middle schools. And you guys will be there in the morning during registration just in case somebody needs to get up to date. This might also be a good time to, you know, double check and make sure they're up to date on their immunizations, wouldn't it be?
Yes, we'll be going through records at Helper on August 8th and then Mont Harmon on August 9th. And both times we'll have the immunization trailer there. So if they're not up to date and we take the insurance, we can give the immunizations.
So if you're not 100%, if your child is up to date on their immunizations, you can always double check it there with them and get sure and make sure that it's good. So I know both times are starting at 9 o'clock. You're going to go a little longer at Mont Harmon, though, aren't you?
Correct. Mont Harmon's 9 to 3, and Helper's going to be 9 to 2.
Okay. So look for, you said the trailer will be at both locations.
Yep.
So look for that trailer. If you've got questions as far as immunizations, if your student's up to date, you know, go and check it out with them. And if the insurance is working and everything works right, they can go ahead and get you up to date on your immunizations right there. Now, Heidi, we always talk about the fact that, you know, what immunizations do they need to enter, you know, middle school?
Okay, so to enter middle school, most children, if they are up to date where they should be and aren't missing anything, they need a tetanus booster, and then they're also going to need a meningitis vaccine. That's the two that they need in seventh grade.
Okay, and we always talk about, because there are people out there that are like, oh, I forgot to do this immunization, or I forgot to do that one, or this is going on, or my kid's not feeling well, and anything like that. There's a lot of like myths around getting their immunizations, aren't there?
Yeah, there definitely are. So some of the things I think people don't understand is super important to bring a record for us to review before we give immunizations, because intervals, timing, when they're given is super important. And so if we're able to see what they have already, then that is how we can determine what they actually need.
And I think it's funny, every time you come in, we talk about this. My kids are in their 20s, and I was going through stuff at home. I found both of their immunization cards last night.
Yeah.
Those still there.
Cute little yellow cards.
Still there. So that will get them up to date and up to speed and everything like that. The other thing we wanted to talk about is you don't have to wait until registration to get it done. You guys have clinics at the health department that can kind of bring everybody up to speed as well, right?
Yeah, we do. We have clinics at our Price office, and those are Monday through Thursday, and they're from 3 to 4:30 every week. And we also have our office over in Emory County, and they do vaccines on Monday over there, and that's from 3 to 4:30 over in Castledale.
All right, and the question I guess that probably maybe people are wondering about too is, for these clinics, is it just to show up, or do we need to call and make an appointment? What's the best way to handle it?
So all of our clinics that are held at the health departments in Price and in Castledale are walk-in clinics, so you don't need an appointment for those.
All right, so either that, or you know what, like we said, when you go to registration and you have their card, maybe you're not sure, maybe give the health department a call, head on in there, ask them, hey, this is my kid's immunization record, what else do they need, am I up to date, am I where they need to be? Because, you know, we're talking about middle school kids right now, but there could be kids that are getting ready to go into elementary that may need to be brought up to speed on some things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think most parents know when you're starting your kid in kindergarten, they need a set of shots. Like, that's kind of the initial thing. So you give them their baby shots. When they go into kindergarten, they need another set. if those shots in that time frame were maybe given at an incorrect interval or something like that, then yes, there might be kids between that kindergarten age to seventh where we need to either get them another dose or something to catch them up. And then I do think sometimes parents don't realize that when they go into seventh grade, there are those additional vaccines required.
And then the other one you wanted to just kind of mention that is a possibility when you're headed into that middle school range is the HPV vaccine.
Yeah, the HPV vaccine. So that one is not actually one that is required for school entry, but it's one that all parents should consider for their children. It actually protects against six different types of cancer. It's most effective when it's given, both doses are given when they're younger. You can give it to them as early as age 9 through the age of 14, and there's only two doses required. You can still receive it after the age of 14, but then there is an additional dose, and we actually have to give them 3 once they're past that age frame.
Okay, so these are all options. These are all available to you for that HPV vaccine. The other ones we have to have before we go into school and into elementary and into middle school and so on. So if anybody has any questions, what's a good number or a good way to reach you guys down at the health department?
So probably the best way to go ahead and get a hold of us, if you just call our main office, it's 435-637-3671, and then just ask for one of the school nurses and they will get me or Belle for you.
All right. Once again, Heidi Yaklovich and Belle Bowers, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today and talk to us. Registration immunization clinics, they're available now at the health department. If you would like to give them a call or just head on down there, find out what days they are and be there. Or they will also be at middle school registration, which is Helper Middle will be August 8th, excuse me, and Mont Harmon will be on August 9th. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave, for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.